You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for the Psychic Side with John Capello.
John Capello.
Live from johncapello.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is the Psychic Side
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, welcome to the Psychic Side here on the A1R Psychic Radio Network, Enlightening Television, and on YouTube, Moonstruck TV. We're delighted to have you here with us today. I'm your host. I'm John Capello, and I'm a psychic medium from the North Texas area. So we've been doing this work for a little over 30 years, and you know, it's fun to be on the number one psychic radio network on Earth. And we like to hope that we are a part of that. We hope that we are making the network a little bit better every day, every time we're on it. So today, I want to talk a little more about psychic ability. Last week, I talked about meditation and how important it was for your development to keep you calm and to keep you centered and to keep perspective of things, you know. It's very important to just take a few minutes, really on a daily basis, to kind of calm down and sort things out. I know today my wife and I had some traumas going on with with other family members helping them out, and so it's about being centered. It's about getting staying balanced, and so. By doing that, you can, think. You can think more clearly and be able to handle all the issues that you need to handle on a regular basis. Today, I want to kind of move forward with that idea because, we're the psychic side. We like to try and debunk the skeptics. So many people feel like psychic ability and psychics and tarot readers have something evil about them, and that's not as prevalent as it used to be. But one of the things that you have to understand, and I write about it in my book, Soul Exercises for the Open Mind, is your intention. So we want to make sure that if you are wanting to develop your psychic ability, that you recognize that it's your intention. And the first intention I feel like you should recognize is that this has got to be for growth, your own personal growth. And once you have learned about your own abilities, then you can help people. You know, a lot of people say, oh, I want to be a psychic so I can help people. Well, yeah, we want to do that, absolutely. But we want to grow, too. We want to be able to experience the fullness of the world around us. We want to expand our consciousness. We want to be able to pay attention to those things that maybe other people might not notice. But with our psychic abilities and our physical abilities, we gain more comprehension of the world around us, and that's real important. So I know we'll have a caller here pretty soon, but before we get into callers, I want to just tell you that last night we started the Monday Astrologer, and it was really a good class. And I want to encourage you to be watchful of when the classes will start over again. We're going to have the spring and a fall semester of the Monday Astrologer. And so we're just getting started with that. And also, tonight we start the mediumship series. Those students that took the Psychic Journeys classes a month or so ago are now eligible to take the mediumship classes. So we're going to start those tonight. It's another 6-week course. And then finally, before we travel again over the weekend, I'll be at Miracles of Joy in Bedford. It'll be my first appearance there. We're going to have a meetup there, and we're going to be doing our foundations of psychic ability again. And so we'll be setting up more students to take the Psychic Journeys class, which will be held in a few more months. So if you want to come and you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, be sure to go to Bedford, the Miracles of Joy in Bedford, and sign up for the class there. And we'll be delighted to introduce you to the ways that we teach. And hopefully you'll be a part of our fall classes and I believe it's August or September, so we'll just have to see what the schedule is. So with that, I want to just talk a little bit about a little more about intention, because so many times we're taught that if we do get a signal from beyond the physical, that it could be something evil, or it could be a spirit that's trying to control us, or a spirit that is giving us false information. Well, I guess it could be, but it's something that I found to be very, very rare. So with that, I'm gonna go to our first caller. Our first caller, excuse me, is Hannah in Fergus Falls, Minnesota. So Hannah, are you there?
I am. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Fine, fine. Hannah, have you listened to the program before?
Yes, I have.
Oh, good. Well, good. I'm glad that you have. Do you ever work on your psychic ability?
Not a whole lot. I'd like to, of course.
You'd like to? Okay. Well, our courses are online, so if you do decide you'd like to join, let us know. But Hannah, it just seems to me like you've got some things that are puzzling around you. I don't know why. Is there some confusion around you at the moment?
I think I'm always a little confused.
You have children?
I do. I have one.
Okay, so they'll keep you on your toes. Now, it just seems like, you know, you might be a mom that does double duty, working and taking care of your child at home. Does that make sense, or are you mainly a stay-at-home mom?
I mainly stay at home.
Okay, do you do any working? Because I do see that you get out a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I always have a project or two.
Okay. So that's work, I guess, for me as a psychic. Do you have a question today? Because what I'm getting is are you someone that people call on to help take care of others, like an elderly person? Or have you ever taken care of a grandmother or anyone that was ill, like even a mom or someone like that? Okay. Is your mother okay?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So this was grandmother you used to take care of?
Well, yeah. And my mom was really ill at one point, and my dad was sick.
Okay. Well, it just seems like you're the person that is the nurse, whether you are actually a nurse or not, but you're the one that people call upon. Because they know that you'll do a good job taking care of them, and so it's quite a compliment, but it can be a burden as well, because it's not easy work to take care of other people who might not be feeling well, because there's so many needs that they have that they can't perform on their own, especially people who are later in their life. Now, is your dad in spirit?
Yes.
Okay, because it just seems like as we're talking, his energy is starting to come to me, and it just seems like this is a man that I don't know. There was something about him that was heartbroken. Was he just real sad because he was sick there at the end?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, But he just is very, very thankful for you and others that might have rallied around him to help him. Because what I'm hearing is that he wanted to do more for everyone. So was he a giver? Was he a kind man?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay. Because it just seems like there's a lot of kindness here. And if you could just kind of let him know that he did a good job and that you're appreciative of him, because it just feels like he wanted to do more. He wanted to give more. He wanted to live longer. He wanted to be able to be a part of maybe grandchildren's lives and just couldn't do it. And so it just seems to me this is a man that, even though he did everything he could, he felt like he let down other people. It looks like mom and dad stay together. Do they stay together?
Yes.
Okay. Because he feels like in some ways he let her down too, because he left sooner than what he had wanted to. So I hope this is answering some questions that you have, or if it's giving you some comfort to know your dad is around you. He's really proud of you. He says that you were always real fast and kind of wiry, and just always active, a very, very active person when growing up. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you have any questions for me or anything?
No, I really was just kind of interested in the journey and what you had to say. So far, okay. So good.
Okay. Well, good. Well, thank you very much for your call. And if you decide you want to learn how to do this, then please let me know, and we'll be happy to clue you in on some of the cues and some of the things that we do to understand the energy around you. Okay?
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you. So before we get to our next caller, I want to just talk a little bit more about intention, because I hope that I just demonstrated to you that I can make accurate statements to someone that I can't see, someone that I just hear their voice, someone that provides an imprint. And when you develop this ability, it's something that can be very powerful. And it's something that is natural. I hope I didn't look like I did anything unusual. I don't think my eyes went behind my head or anything. but they haven't today, but no, I'm just kidding. This can be a very powerful tool, and used inappropriately can really hurt people. And so, I try to choose my words carefully, and I try to be very respectful of others if I can be. I mean, I make mistakes all the time. I make faux pas. I don't mean to, but it can damage someone because they're vulnerable. And with Hannah, her father's in spirit, and it just felt like she was pretty close to him, and she took care of him and has taken care of her grandmother and also mother. When they were ill, and now she has a child that she takes care of at home, who's not on the ill side, but is on the side of being vulnerable and needing adult supervision or someone who's more capable around them, and she's doing a good job. But these abilities used properly can do a lot of good. But the first thing I had to learn was myself. I had to learn who I was. I had to learn the skills that I had in order to make these things work. And I can only give the impressions that come to me. And I'm not always correct. I misinterpret things at times. The information is correct. It's just the interpretation is wrong. So I never blame the information. I always blame myself if something is incorrect. But the intention is always there to be helpful and to use my abilities. And when I am told I'm wrong, I kind of review what's going on with me to make me understand how I got that, how I made that mistake. So let's go to Tony in Layton, Utah. Wow, Utah. So Tony, are you there?
I am.
How are you today?
I'm doing okay. It's one of my good days.
You're getting there? Okay. Well, Tony, you ever tap into your own psychic abilities?
A little bit, but not too much. I leave it for others.
You what? You depend on others?
I leave it to others.
You leave it to others. Okay. Okay. Well, Tony, have you been crying? Has there been a lot of stress around you lately?
A lot of stress.
Okay, because it just feels like it's getting a little bit overwhelming. Is that right?
I am.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry about that. It just feels like, you're trying to find a way for some relief, and sometimes it doesn't look like relief is in sight. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. Now, are you having some issues with a man and maybe some other family members or a husband and other family members?
No.
Okay. Where is the stress?
Maybe a sister, but not a man. Sister.
Okay. Are you working?
No.
You're not working? Okay. So where's the stress coming from? Because it feels like it's kind of heavy-handed around you.
My health is not.
Your health? Okay. Okay. Do you have a male doctor?
My primary care is male, yes.
Okay. All right. Because it just seems like he's on your mind. So this stress is from your health. And so this is something that you're learning to manage. Do you feel like you're making progress on your health?
I am. Yeah, I do feel that way.
Okay.
It's going to be a long road.
It just feels like it's a slow process for you. Okay. So this is, now, you've never smoked or anything, have you?
Nope. That is okay. Correct.
There, you did what?
I have never smoked. That's correct.
You've never smoked. Okay. There seems to be a woman around you who smoked. Was this a mother or grandmother in spirit who smoked?
It'd be both, but yeah, my mom smoked most of my childhood.
Are they in spirit or are they still here?
Spirit.
They're in spirit, okay, because mother and grandmother, I'm just seeing smoking women, and I'm sorry I imposed that upon you. But this does feel like it's a tough health issue, and so you're kind of... leaving it you're trusting your doctor, and that's why I felt like it was this was almost husband energy, because you depend upon this primary care doctor, okay, and so you may have other doctors around as supporting or specialists. Is that right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, all right. So it makes sense now, because I got man, and then I got other people, and I thought it was all family, because you just seem to be going to these doctors quite a bit and interacting with them. So I didn't want to throw your sister under the bus either, but it just seems to me like just continuing your therapy and the program that you're on is going to help you. And it is going to, you're going to see progress, although it's slow. It's something that is going to be helpful. Now, have you had any mobility problems?
A little bit due to the health.
Okay.
That's basically why I'm not working.
Okay, because it seems, has there been any rehab or occupational therapy or anything?
There has, but when I go to that, unfortunately, I get worse, and so we had to try something different.
Slow it down, yeah. Well, it's just something about going at your own pace and trying to figure out, you know, where you can get energy and how you can build yourself up again. So I mean, I hope I'm being positive towards you, because I certainly want to be. It's just that it does feel like you've been under this stress, and it's hard to kind of detach and separate from the situation that you're in. But it seems to me you're doing the best that you can in order to do that. Now, do you have pets at all?
There are pets in the house that I live in.
They're not mine. They're not yours, okay. And then also, this is kind of odd, so I have to say it. Do you ever work crossword puzzles or play a lot of video games or anything?
Yeah, that's what I do every day.
That's what you do? Okay, all right. Because it's just seeing you play these games, and it kind of keeps your mind off things. Is that right?
Yeah, especially the crossword puzzles. They help me, you know, keep my mind on something other than my health.
Yeah. Well, it's good that you keep your mind active, and it's good that you are keeping your disposition good, because it feels like so you're living with the family, or are you living with several other people?
Just other people, but they're close. The ladies that I live with are close enough to be my family.
Yeah, okay. Well, it just seems like they are very supportive of you, and they're doing the best they can to keep you in a good situation. And the thing is, they know that if the situation was reversed, that you would be there for them. And so that's what I'm hearing. Now, one other thing, do you like to cook?
I do. I don't do much. My dad actually was a chef.
Okay. All right. So your dad may be coming in, because it just seems to me, and I don't know if you feel well enough to do that, but sometimes cooking can be another diversion, or it could be something that if you have a favorite recipe, if you haven't cooked it in a while, to go ahead and make that for yourself or for the other people that you're living with, because I also feel like you want to do your best to contribute as much as you can, but you're limited. So you're doing everything that I that you possibly can, and I just hope that you'll continue to fight this battle until you overcome it. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, and good luck to you.
Thank you for talking to me. You have a good day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. So, as you can tell, this was a little more complicated reading, and so we wish Tony the very best, but she is under a lot of stress because of the illness. Illness is terribly stressful, and because we want to get better as quickly as we can, and we don't feel like we feel like we're wasting. You know, I know when I'm sick, I'm a little angry because I don't feel well, and I've got things to do, and I want to get out there and resume my normal activity. But I just have to respect the situation I'm in and get better as I can. So that's one thing, though, I want to also tell you is that even when you're ill, your psychic abilities are functional, okay? Your psychic abilities never stop. They just never stop. They're always there. And you will have the clarity of their use whatever illness you have. And now you may not feel like talking about them or using them in the sense of in a functional way, but they're there if you just pay attention to them. I know, because I've been real sick before, and I, you know, the clairvoyance is there. Everything is still there. Nothing else changed. It's just my physical body was not feeling well. so that's one of the things I always like to tell people is that they never turn off. It's not like a switch that you can turn off. Now, you can just not pay attention and not be bombarded so much. But you will always have your abilities with you. And it's just about learning them and learning yourself. And, you know, I talk ad nauseum about that psychic profile that I talk, that I have developed. And that's something that, that you can always go back to and relate to when you are developing your skills. And as you learn yourself, which is a healthy, healthy activity, it will help you grow. Now, we're getting ready to end the show here in just a few minutes. But the thing is that if you've ever had religious issues with psychic ability, I respect that. But you have to understand, from my perspective, if you have a good understanding of your abilities, it enhances your faith. It enhances all the things that you believe in, especially if they're good and positive things. Because what they do is they bring you a lot of joy. And once you have that joy, it makes you healthier. It makes life simpler. It makes life more clear and less suspicious. And you become a little more vulnerable because you kind of see things in a way that maybe others don't. And so instead of being suspicious of others, you can tap into their heart. You can tap into who they are and understand them better. And maybe give them some validation. And this way, they may not be as intimidating, or they may not be as guarded around you if you are sincere using your psychic abilities. You know, here recently I've been meeting a lot of empaths, and people don't realize that they're empaths, but they are. And I give them some examples. I said, people are always coming around you. People are always asking your opinion, and then you feel drained by them. And yes, 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 yes. And what's that? That's an empath. And that's more psychic feelings because it's being emotionally available. So I wanted to talk about intentions today because intentions are just the beginning of a psychic journey for you. And we've talked about them before, but hopefully you'll be able to think about that some more and apply that to your own life. So now we are going to be doing a lot of traveling this week. We're going to be going to Longview, Texas, and then we're going to make a quick turnaround and come back to Fort Worth. So quite a bit of driving. Last weekend I was up in Oklahoma, and I drove through that terrible devastation through Marietta, Oklahoma, and Sulphur. And it was just awful. So I want to also take a moment to thank my sponsor, Miracles of Joy. Be sure to go to their online store and use their promo code PSO223 and get a big discount. So be sure to like my Facebook page and be sure to listen to Amanda Hall. She's coming up. So with that, take care. I'm John Capello. This is The Psychic Side. And I know we have a few more seconds. So if you want to contact me and get a reading, go to john@johncapello.com, send me an email, or go to my website. And I look forward to meeting you sometime. So with that, we'll say so long. Take care. Bye-bye.